Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show. Super excited to have my next guest here. We have Wendy Wen, who is the founder of Antelope Pets, amongst other things. She's a serial entrepreneur. Very, very excited. I knew her in her previous venture, and I'm very excited to see what she's doing today. She's leading Antelope Pets as a leading provider of all-natural pet care products with a focus on healthy and limited ingredients. Through their buy and build strategy, Antelope seeks to transform the pet industry. And we're going to get a lot more into that, how they're doing that. They have a commitment to excellence, aims to become the go-to family of brands for pet owners, and just some of the brands that you may recognize, which are under her umbrella, are Arc Naturals, Bocce's Bakery, Super Snouts, and Doggo. And I'm sure she has plans for a few others that are in the works. But the products are delicious, according to my three labs. And I can't wait to chat more with Wendy about her experience starting and building this incredible company. So let's get started. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm super excited to not only have you on, but also to see you. And you just had your second child. Congratulations. Very exciting.
My second human puppy, my third baby, because my firstborn is my dog, Pokey.
Yes. Oh, there you go. That's hysterical. My kids all say that my dogs are just like my children. So I totally understand that. So can you describe Antelope Pets for people? What exactly is it in your words?
Yeah, think about us as a P&G / method or honest company for pets. What that means is we are an umbrella of high quality, natural, chemicals free, consumable products for pets. And that includes food, treats, supplements, etc. We're run as one consolidated company. And we do this by going out, finding the highest quality founder owned brands that require some help to scale to the next level. We partner with them by acquiring them, and then we leverage synergies across, distribution channels, marketing and branding, operational economies of scale efficiencies, and better data and reporting to help them scale to the next level. So we've partnered with Alpine Investors, a private equity fund, to raise money. We've raised $100 million of equity to basically go out and acquire these founder-owned brands. To date, we've acquired 5 brands, actually. We just closed a 5th one that you didn't name. It's called My Perfect Pet. It's a fresh dog food company that is just absolutely amazing. Their food is made in this industrial-sized kitchen in Sulphur Springs, Texas, that is cleaner than my own kitchen at home. It's amazing. My son actually accidentally started eating this food and he really liked it, and it's human grade. Like my 23-month-old son could totally eat this. The reason I started Antelope is because I have a deep-seated passion for high quality, you know, better for you food and treats for my personal dog. Like I love, like I mentioned, Pokey is my dog. He's my firstborn. I had him before I had any human babies. And I was always this obsessive dog mom who was researching the best food for him, the best supplements for him, because I want him to live 20 years. You know, I don't want him to live 10. I want to live, want him to live a long and high quality life because I love him so, so much. He's my baby. He's my first baby. And what I learned about the pet industry is that, you know, the big five, a lot of their products are really processed. It's like what's available out there en masse is similar to feeding your pets Doritos and cereal every day. And the thing is, innovation isn't really happening at the large places. They're happening with passionate mom and pops owners. Mom and pops owners are discovering ailments they're encountering with their own dog. And then they basically try to kind of come up with solutions for them. So they create fantastic formulations, but oftentimes they lack the access to capital, the scale, the team, and the sales and marketing, you know, breadth and know-how, the negotiating leverage to scale past a certain level. And what we do is we go out, we buy them out, we give the founders liquidity, we allow the founders to focus on a role that they're truly passionate about. So they're not doing everything. They can just focus on, say, product development, or they can focus on marketing and branding and education. And we take everything else off their plates. And then we run the brands together as one entity so that we can leverage economies of scale to grow faster and to cross-sell and to just get these fantastic products into the hands of more and more pet owners and thereby pets. And the name Antelope, ante means to increase the stakes of, lope means to jump with a bounding stride. And truly together, we believe we can elevate the standards of the pet industry because as these amazing high-quality products gain more usage, we're actually making a difference in the lives of our pets.
How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn, quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years, helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long-term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now? Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor. Stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart. Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now, too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part? Each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I love it. I have 2 2-year-old Labradors and one who's going to be 15 next week. So I'm all about, yeah.
Yeah. 15 is great for a Labrador. That's awesome. You're feeding him some good stuff.
It's amazing. So this is not your first company. How did you come up with this idea? Like, where did this come from? I mean, obviously, I think whenever you're in, you know, kind of the founder world, which you were in, you meet other founders. And I think access to capital, particularly female entrepreneurs, it seems to be that much harder, not impossible. But how did you come up with this idea that if you could solve this problem and create this platform, where did this come from?
Yeah. Great question. You know, I started my career in private equity, so I'm actually pretty familiar with the mechanics of M&A acquisition. And I was looking into the pet industry more from a consumer perspective because I was just doing some research on, you know, the best food and treats to give to my dog. And I just noticed that the products with the highest quality, for example, Bocce's, if you turn it around to the back of the label, you can see all the ingredients in less than 2 lines. Versus if you go to like a big box retailer and you look at any other treat, there's usually like 16 lines of ingredients you can't pronounce. Anyway, so in my search for the healthiest, highest quality products for my dog, I discovered that there was sort of this gap in terms of, a conglomerate or a big umbrella of go-to high-quality pet brands. Like, I had to do a lot of my own research to find these little brands. And I wish there was a one-stop shop destination where I can be like, okay, anything with, you know, the antelope stamp of approval on it, I could trust as a consumer. So that's one, like, from a consumer perspective. And then two, from like a more business philosophy perspective, I saw that roll-ups were kind of coming into vogue back in 2020, 2021. If you remember, there was a wave of Amazon FBA roll-up aggregators at the time. And I remember thinking, like, I love the idea of a roll-up. I didn't love the idea of having the platform risk of relying just on, you know, an e-commerce platform such as Amazon, where they can screw you over with one change of their algorithm. I also didn't like that they were, you know, acquiring businesses across all different verticals and industries. But I thought, you know, there might be an opportunity to kind of do a roll-up in the pet space where I just focused on pet and I focused on omni-channel. So these brands that we're acquiring are online, offline, they're an independent pet, they're in, you know, they're just everywhere. And basically focus on this particular industry and vertical of pet consumables, because that's where you can get a lot of synergies. And so my M&A background and getting inspired by looking at what's going on elsewhere, and my personal passion for high quality nutrition for my pet really was the, you know, catalyst for getting Antelope started. And in terms of Alpine Investors fundraising, this is where I feel like your life is really, you know, serendipitous and where it's meant to be. When I started SunRev, my handbag brand, with my co-founder previously, we went around and raised angel funding from our business school professors. So we kind of passed the hat around and got our business school professors to each pitch in some money from their own pockets. And one of these generous, what I call venture philanthropists, was a man named Graham Weaver, who happens to be the founder of Alpine. So he was an angel investor in SunRev. And when I was leaving SunRev and thinking about my next idea, what is, you know, becoming Antelope, I talked to him about this, and he was like, I love the idea. My private equity fund does, you know, high frequency M&A. We tend to specialize in software and services, but we are excited about venturing into consumer, especially consumables. And we'd love to partner with you and back you. And so that's really how I was able to get the funding to get Antelope started as well.
That's amazing. So it is a separate company. It's not, it's not your company. In addition to that, Alpine is totally separate.
Alpine is just a backer. Yeah.
A backer, yeah, on it. Totally. That's great. So, you talked about SunRev, and what did you learn from that experience? I love the idea that you've been an operator, right? There are other people who have done roll-up strategies. Some are actual private equity firms who have done roll-up strategies, but they haven't actually been in the seat of being a founder or co-founder or an operator. And I love the idea that you've had that experience. I know empathy for that role as well, and which is amazing on many, many fronts. But what did you learn from that experience that you can share with other entrepreneurs, maybe who are going through it or who are thinking, I don't know what the heck I was thinking going in here?
Yeah. I mean, I love talking about this, honestly. I think number one, I learned that resiliency and persistence can get you really, really far. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs don't fail. They choose to give up. And this is something Graham Weaver had taught me right when I was starting SunRev. He said, Vince Lombardi, who was a quarterback a while back, had said, I've never lost a single football game. Sometimes I just run out of time. And that's the same concept for entrepreneurship. If there is a will, there is a way. If you are running into any roadblocks and you don't give up, you will find a solution. It just might take you a bit longer. And truly going through the SunRev experience and getting my nose, you know, bloodied and, you know, trying really hard to get this, you know, luxury handbag brand off the ground, like, taught me this belief in the impossible. This belief that with enough willpower, we can make things happen. I mean, with SunRev, we were selling $900 handbags that were competing against the likes of Celine and Hermes and Louis Vuitton. And we did it. You know, we did it. We got the likes of Oprah, Jessica Alba, Angelina Jolie carrying our bags, which everybody else, when we were starting the company, was telling us it was going to be impossible for us to do. And so that's probably number one. Number two, I made a lot of mistakes at SunRev. It was my first time starting a company. I would say I was always in firefighting mode. And I prioritized just accidentally the urgent, not necessarily the important. Doing it over again, I'm flipping that on its head and really thinking about, okay, as a founder and CEO, what are the most important things that I should be focused on? And really, it comes down to three things. It's number one, people, you know, people and hiring, culture, retention, like thinking about the best team to get you from where you are today to a multi-billion-dollar brand is so hard to do and requires so much time and investment and strategy and thought and energy and effort from only you, the founder and CEO, that nobody else can do. And this was something that I just did on the side at SunRev. My full-time job was running the business, and I kind of always deprioritized this one. The second is a very clear vision and strategy. So constantly thinking, where are we going? What is the 10-year plan? What is the 5-year plan? What is the quarterly plan? What is the monthly plan? What's the annual plan? And aligning that with your team is so important, because once you hire the best people and you give them very clear outcomes to hit, then things will blossom. Good things will happen. And the third piece is capital management and capital efficiency. That's really like cash, 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 you know, capital allocation. That's also CEO's job. So everything from fundraising to managing the investors to M&A, like figuring out how to deploy our capital and keeping a very close eye on our profitability and cash. And then everything else. And obviously there's like the external branding aspect, like, you know, doing things like this, only the founder and CEO can do. But everything else, if I can delegate it and empower somebody else to do it, I should do that. And this is a lesson that I think it's hard for first-time entrepreneurs to grasp, because in the beginning, when you're starting a company from the ground up, every little problem feels like it's life or death. And as a result, you don't necessarily carve out the appropriate time and mind space to focus on these three important but non-urgent strategic priorities that only you as a founder and CEO can do. And so having both kind of the belief in the impossible, as well as this ability to kind of focus and step back and think about the strategy and vision and people and capital allocation, you know, empowered me to kind of be a better CEO with Antelope that I learned from Sunrev.
I love it. So as you were starting Antelope Pets, what was the first acquisition that you made?
Yeah, the first one we made was Bocce's Bakery in October 2021. It's a limited ingredients natural dog treats brand that I kind of talked about a little bit earlier. And Bocce's Bakery was founded by these two sisters 16 years ago. They started baking the treats in their West Village apartment. Super high quality, homemade treats. And we're really fortunate that they picked Antelope to be their forever home. And it fits all of our criteria. Our criteria for acquisitions are, number one, the product needs to be high quality, all natural, chemicals free, fillers free, you know, really better for you. And two, it needs to have demonstrated fanatic sort of customer love and repeat purchase, such that we can pour fuel on the fire and help them expand to the next level. And Bocce's checked both of those boxes very well.
I love it. So you mentioned this before, but you just made a recent acquisition. You have three others that are part of the strategy, all in consumables, though. That's really what the focus is that you're doing?
Yes, yes, yes. We have five companies under our umbrella right now. Four of them are CPG consumables. The fifth one, Doggo, is a little bit off to the right field, but we think it fits. It's an insurance company. It's a dog insurance, a pet insurance company with an on-demand training component. But our main bread and butter focus is sort of CPG consumables. So we're looking at various food, treats, supplements, grooming, brands for both cats and dogs.
Have you seen a significant change? You talked about, you know, less ingredients and more natural, obviously, but especially with the fact that you've got information on insurance for these pets, which I think is brilliant on many fronts. But can you share any insights on this consumer? Do you think that they're changing and evolving even more so?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the generational shift in attitude towards our pets, it's tremendous. Mm-hmm. Historically, there was this term called "you're in the doghouse," right? Like that's when you're in trouble. How many dogs today do you know live in doghouses outside the house? None. My dog lives on my pillow. He gets a better spot in our bed than my husband does. He usually like pushes my husband aside. And that's like a shift in mindset. Pets are no longer companion animals. They're family members, right? They're family members. And I have employees who tell me, Wendy, I skip, you know, dinner out in New York so that I could spend more money on high quality dog food for my dog. Like people are willing to sacrifice their personal comfort and personal like lifestyle to give the best to their dogs. And lastly, I think another big trend is that consumers are demanding more transparency and health and wellness. We're smarter now. We're savvier now. We want to read up on ingredients. We want to do our own research. We're not just going to accept whatever, you know, is pushed to us on the shelves of a store. And that's happened on the human space, right? There's been a revolution on the human side with increased focus on, you know, ingredients, transparency, and health and wellness. And that trend is trickling over into the pet space. And so I think Antelope is really poised to deliver on this pent-up demand in terms of pet parents wanting better for you products for their pets.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So what is the biggest challenge that you are facing in growing this? I mean, I guess what I see is you've got the Antelope Pets brand, and then you've got smaller brands that are underneath it. Lots of brands.
Yeah.
So what? How do you prioritize any of those?
It's a really great question. And, you know, the hardest thing right now is building our integration playbook. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're focused on a playbook to codify and replicate a process by which any brand under Antelope's umbrella is more valuable than standalone or acquired by anybody else. That is our number one challenge. And that includes things like, what is the integration process? What are the low-hanging fruit levers we're going to pull to drive increased synergies upon acquisition? What is our plan for people? How do we retain A-plus talent from the acquired brands and allow them in their careers to flourish under the Antelope umbrella more so than if they were standalone? Because we're acquiring a lot of great teams, right? Mm-hmm. But how do you have an integration plan to fit them into this broader organization? And then lastly, how do you simultaneously allow each brand to reach their fullest potential? And that fullest potential may be very different for a supplements brand like Super Snouts, like a holistic supplements brand like Super Snouts, and a food brand like My Perfect Pet, right? They're going to have different channels that they play in. They're going to have a different messaging component. But how do we simultaneously prioritize the respective unique, you know, journeys for each of our brands? And we are developing, we're doing it one at a time. Like Botchies is a great example. We bought this brand at the end of 2021. And, you know, in the last 2 years, right? Because it's been about two-ish years, they've tripled in size under our ownership. It's a matter of how do we keep replicating that for every new acquisition we acquire? And how do we scale it so that we can do it faster?
Yeah.
Codifying the integration playbook is the hardest thing. Yeah.
And would you keep those brands all underneath an umbrella, or eventually might you spin them out?
We are not going to spin them out. We see Antelope as a consolidated family of brands, and we plan to always stay together. It's very deeply integrated now with each other. I mean, we have one sales team, okay? Mm-hmm. One sales team that is selling, you know, Botchies, Super Snouts, Arc Naturals, My Perfect Pet, rather than, you know, disparate sales teams, because we believe that's where the synergies happen. If you have a really strong relationship with an independent pet distributor, it makes a lot of sense for you to leverage that relationship and sell multiple brands rather than have, you know, a different salesperson for each brand. And I think there's power in scale. So we would be hurting ourselves and our value by kind of separating things out. The sum of the parts should be greater than the whole.
Yeah, absolutely. So what strategies have you deployed to build an even stronger community around these brands? So obviously Antelope Pets has multiple brands, as we just talked about, underneath this umbrella. But how do you see social kind of impacting
the growth of all of these brands that maybe have already built up some communities?
It's so important for us to reach our consumers. I just talked about how our consumers are different now, right? They're desiring more information. They're seeking out information. They're online, offline, everywhere. And so Instagram, TikTok, blogs, you know, all of these podcasts like this one, YouTube, it's so critical for any new age CPG company, any consumer company, to be masters at delivering their messaging and educating customers across all of these platforms. I think from a foundational perspective, our vision is to be educators, okay? Through social media, through these channels, we want to educate our passionate pet parents on how to become the best caretakers for their furry kids. And so all of our content kind of has that ethos. And then at the same time, we're telling the messaging of why our particular brands can meet their respective needs. And so we're really investing in TikTok and in YouTube and in Instagram and in influencers in a way that, you know, traditional larger conglomerates and companies may not just have a focus on yet.
Definitely. So best advice for any founders that are thinking about starting their own company based on what you know. I feel like you've, you know, gotten incredible experience, as we mentioned, just with being an operator, but now you're actually taking these brands and putting them under an umbrella, and you're seeing a ton about what is working, what isn't working, and really how to set yourself up for success. What do you think is the key message that you want to leave with people?
I think number one, just do it. You know, if you have an itch, go scratch that itch. There's not a lot of downside to pursuing that journey besides your time and your energy and the experience you're going to have from drinking from that fire hose of trying to figure out how to get a company off the ground is going to be so, so valuable no matter what you do next. Even if you fail, even if you invest 4 or 5 years of your life in a venture that you're deeply passionate about and it fails, you can always get another job. You would have gained so many, you know, badges of honor, scar tissues from that experience that you can conquer any future challenge, whether as an executive at another company, whether as a VC investor, whether as a second time entrepreneur, like it's just such a valuable experience. And so my advice to people who have that itch is to just go and scratch it. People never regret trying things. They always regret things they never did.
Yeah. I totally agree. So Wendy Wen, thank you so much for joining us, founder of Antelope Pets, with all of the terrific brands underneath that umbrella. We'll have all the info in the show notes as well. But thank you again for joining us and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.